Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
And indeed, welcome once again to another edition of what you call the Director's Cut, what we call the Director's Cut. My name is Alan T, and I hope you're going to enjoy the next hour's music. And another change of genre this week, well, this is Judgment Night. Now, this is a 1993 American action film. It was directed by Stephen Hopkins and stars Emilio Estevez, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Stephen Dorff. They star as a group of friends on the run from a gang of drug dealers led by Dennis Leary after they witness a murder. Well, we're going to have a listen to the trailer and I'll tell you a little about the music.
Nobody is taking dates. It's a bunch of guys going to a boxing match. That's it. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I know your friends. They have the hormones of high school kids.
I'll be home early, okay?
Promise.
What do you say, fight fans?
A night out on the town. A heavy traffic jam.
Say something, I'm not going to miss this fight.
And one wrong turn.
We circled this block about 300 times.
Yeah, enough of this scenic route.
What the hell was that?
He's been shot.
They're coming after me.
You gotta get me out of here.
Back off.
We can't just sit here.
Come on.
They got guns, John.
You broke rule number one. Do not steal from me. Oh, boys, rule number two. No witnesses.
No, 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 no!
What the hell are we?
What are we gonna do?
What do you think of the neighborhood?
The cops are gonna be here any second.
The cops are not coming.
What's up? You punks crazy or something, man?
Chill out, man. We're just looking for some citizens.
Don't move. Don't whisper. Don't even breathe. These guys don't give up.
Oh, Frank, is this your wife, huh?
I get a wife and a little girl, and I will get back to them tonight.
Let's show these punks what we got.
You better believe it.
You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid.
Hey!
You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid.
Emilio Estevez, Cuba Gooding Jr., Dennis Leary.
No, Frank, after I kill you, I think I'm going to pay a little visit on that wife of yours. Ah!
Judgment Night.
You coming?
There, kind of sets the scene, does it not? Well, Judgment Night soundtrack is from this film, and the interesting thing about it is that every song on the soundtrack was a collaboration between hip-hop artists and rock artists. The album did very well. It peaked at 17 on the Billboard 200 and spawned four singles, Fallen by Teenage Fan Club and De La Soul, Another Body Murdered by Faith No More, and Booyah, Tribe, Just Another Victim. So let's get into the music, and we're going to start off with this one. This is called Just Another Victim, as I just mentioned there, House of Pain.
Self-start environment.
How I robbed and raped you, bruised and scraped you. But those are just lies, cause in your eyes you've been victimized. That's how you size it up, you disguise it up and try to make it look real, to cover up the low self-esteem you feel. Introspection and afterthought, swimming in guilt's your favorite sport. But now you're caught up in the undertow. You never knew a man could sink so low, but now you know, cause you're John Doe. In a black bag, a tag on your toe. I built the house, I felt the pain. You victimized but got no one to blame. Just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. Just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. Holy diver, I'm a survivor. Feeling like De Niro in Taxi Driver with Jodie Foster and Harvey Keitel. Looks like I'm walking through a living hell. So spark that L and I'll get lifted. Feeling the effects of what must lift it. Cause I'm gifted, I read Sun Tzu. I brought a gun too, so you'll never come to. The weight of the world riding on my shoulders. Cause I'm a soldier, I thought I told you. You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. You're just another victim. You're just another victim, kid. Just another victim. Just another victim. Just another victim. Just another victim. Kid.
Well, I told you to be different. According to DJ Muggs of Cypress Hill, Faith No More, Helmet, as you just heard, and Sonic Youth were the first bands to show interest in the project. He recalled Sonic Youth, Helmet, and their managers were super supportive. Helmet were super into the idea. Faith No More was really into it. Those three, I think, were the first ones to come on board, which were of credible and cool all the time, which really helped with the others to join in. So let's have more music now, and we'll start talking about the plot. Okay, this is Teenage Fan Club and De La Soul, Faith.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
I own a pocket full of fame.
But look what you're doing now.
I know. Well, I know. I lost touch with reality. Now my personality is an unwanted commodity.
Believe
Can't
it.
Believe I used to be Mr. Steve Austin on the mic.
6 million ways.
I used to run it. I guess Oscar Goldman got mad. Cause I got loose circuits.
So loose circuits.
I beat a mother goose with the eggs that seem to be.
Oh. You played yourself. You played yourself.
You played yourself. Hey yo, pack my bags, cause I'm out of here. Mama don't love me and my mama don't care. Read the papers, the headlines say, washed up rapper got some. Lingo's busted while the guitar sways. B-side copy for the radio plays for something. I knew I blew the whole fandango when the drum programmer wore a kangaroo.
Never could be like great fish won't bite bait. Realize that I'm over like clover. No good luckin', so Mace beat the fucking beat. While a teenage fan the heat, I bring it to the clues, paid all my dues. So what's gone's dead, let me use my forehead. Easy pack it up, man, let me stop stalling. Cause everything I do is like falling.
Listen to music from the film The Judgment Night. Well, the plot goes something like this. Frank Wyatt, his younger brother, John, and their friends, Mike Peterson and Ray Cochran, meet up in their suburban neighbourhood to take a road trip in Ray's luxurious RV to watch a professional boxing match in Chicago for the night. Well, with the freeway gridlocked, Ray exits the expressway, always the worst thing to do, and cuts through an extremely run-down and destitute residential neighbourhood. The four friends are alarmed when they accidentally hit a man named Teddy.
I am a dog, I fall at the mouth, shout it out when I grow.
Run DMC and Living Colour and Me, Myself and My Microphone. What great sounds. Right, well, a long argument ensues regarding contacting the police. Watch Ray, who's been driving the RV when it hit Teddy, does not want to happen due to the fact that his friends had been drinking during their journey. Well, Frank makes a decision to exit the RV to help the victim. Inspecting Teddy, they find that he has been shot and has a paper bag filled with money. Well, the injured young man is brought into the RV so the friends can get him to a hospital. We continue after the break with more interesting and fascinating and very, very clever music from the movie Judgment Night here on the Director's Cut, TRE.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Welcome back as we continue playing you music from the movie Judgment Night here on the Director's Cut. The plot continues. The RV is sideswiped by a car, leaving it lodged in a narrow alleyway. Well, three dangerous men, Sykes, Rhodes and Travis, force their way into the window at the back of the RV and drag Teddy outside. Fallon, a local crime lord, arrives and executes Teddy to stealing the money. Well, the execution was witnessed, of course, by Frank and his brother and his friends. Fallon then sets his sights to kill the four witnesses. Oh, dear. We continue now with the music from this film. It's called Judgment Night. This is the title track. Biohazard. Judgment Night! And Onyx.
Than a leisure, bitch, I've been fucking painted the brain like a tweezer. The sinister scene, shaded the 16 feet for the misdemeanor. Offender, the black vendor, the pointy dicker, the bullshit grip ender. Yeah. Never perpetrated, so ain't no carpet in the dark. I'm working, here's the working niggas hurt. Come on, used to be a gambler, when I was a scrambler. Now I'm branded, shorty black, white, scavenger. Who's just here to state my facts and react and saturate brains with a plate of hot breath? Intertwining, combining, underlining, shining, studies in the light.
I'm just a slave of brain, but fuck, pick a gun. I'd rather see my brain, so I meditated before I was created. And looking for the first problem,
That's called Judgment Night. This is the director's cut here with me, Alan T. The music from the movie, which of course is quite interesting and very powerful. Well, the plot continues like this. The friends are chased by Fallon's men into a rail yard. They hide in an old streetcar, which several homeless people are sheltering in. Well, they blackmail the four men into handing over their valuables, but are heard by the pursuing gang members. The four friends and homeless people from multiple train cars flee. Fallon shoots and kills one of the homeless people, mistaking them for his quarry. This is a pretty violent film, I reckon. This is Slayer and Ice-T and Disorder here on the Director's Cut.
Down. The way it's supposed to stay down.
Oh, yes, very exhausting. Okay, taking refuge in an apartment building, the four friends convince a resident to call the police. But Fallon and his men arrive at the complex going door to door, terrorizing the occupants to hand over the four friends if they were inside. Well, the residents demands for the four friends to leave immediately as their presence in her home is putting her and her baby, as well as her roommate's lives, in grave danger. Well, the roommate takes some pity and tells the four friends that there is an escape route to another building via the roof, which they, of course, they decide to do. This is Faith No More and Booyah Tribe, and this is called Another Body Murdered. Well, it fits the film, and the music is pretty damn good as well. Hope you enjoy this.
Get murdered.
So title, another body gets murdered here on the director's cut, the film Judgment Night, where the friends use a ladder to cross over an alley onto the other rooftop, but are pursued by Fallon and his men. Of course they are. Ray stays behind and tries to bribe the drug gang into letting them go. Well, Fallon, disgusted by Ray's tactics and privileged upbringing, throws Ray from the roof, killing him. Right, okay. We continue now. This is Sonic Youth and Cypress Hill and I Love You, Mary Jane, here on the director's cut, music from the film Judgment Night.
On the program, hooking up another fly joint when I blow on the slow jam. When I shift, I kick the gas like a fat drum. Then I light up a fat stuff. Take a whiff, can you smell that in the air? When I'm smoking out the building from everywhere. Shit, I feel dead damn, don't you sit down. When my dog starts growling, time to skip down. When did I go wrong? I got to hit my bong. They don't know that I've been getting high all along. I got a friend named Mary Jane, and she make me feel strange. Now I got to call out her name.
I love you, Mary Jane.
She could come by and get me high.
I love you, Mary Jane.
She could come by and get me high.
I love you, Mary Jane.
She could come by and get me high.
I love you, Mary Jane.
She could come by and get me high.
Can I call my wanna, if you wanna party, well shit, I'm gonna. As soon as she comes around to my neighborhood, damn, and she always smells good. Let me make this understood. Are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Not for the lightweight, make you delirious. Why is the room spinning? I can't stop now, I must have been drinking. Cause this ain't pot that's doing me like this. I feel ill, now I'm calling up to Mary cause I just can't deal.
She could come by and get me high.
I love you, Mary Jane.
She could come by and get me high.
I love you, Mary Jane.
She could come by and get me high.
I love you, Mary Jane.
She could come by and get me high. She could come by and get me high.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back. The music from the film Judgment Night, a collaboration of hip-hop and rock. Well, the trio then break into a swap meet. That's like a sort of flea market, hoping to summon the police by setting off the building's alarm, and are arrested by two security guards. Well, Fallon and Rhodes arrive and kill the guards as the trio hide in the store. Rhodes and Mike engage in a shootout that kills Rhodes but leaves Mike wounded. Well, John retrieves Mike, but Fallon shoots down John in the leg. Well, the three friends make their way to a bathroom where Frank tends to their wounds. Frank leaves to try to get help, but spots Fallon, who is about to discover John and Mike. We continue now with, this is Mudhoney and Sir Mix, and this is called Freak Mama from the movie Judgment Night.
freak mama fast, G.
Fast, G.
Fast, G.
I'm telling you that done is true, propelling through your arteries, just all your knees bowing, praising.
you free. When I uproot some seeds, execute some seeds, I do my best to move some seeds. All it takes is intelligence. I'm great with embellishments. They need a savior, so that is sin. Yeah, the truth, there's nothing but the truth. I tell it to the youth, we're climbing with the proof, with the proof. Wouldn't you like to go? Oh, no, you didn't. My flow's never quitting. And that's the truth, the motherfucking truth, my man. The truth, the motherfucking truth. I'm fresh in the tooth, ass got the roof, bitch. You know my attributes, so don't act cute. It's moot, a closed casket, the most massive. Plus just me, no simile. Never flow simply, cause it was meant to be. Now but concluded, suffer your crew with micro laser surgery. I get, I don't split up like atoms, like the molecule man. Now all of you stand like a congregation on the basement trip. Hip-hop, not caring, sharing. Tearing Jones, scaring clones, bearing bones. Skeletons, your plasma is like gelatin. And tell a friend who's the benefit. Yeah, my lyrical technique will make your body free. My lyrical technique will make your body free. My lyrical technique will make your body seek the meaning. Double teaming, know your motherfucking brain. Yeah, to that whole too. Yeah, bitch, fuck it.
Dinosaur Jr. and Dell, the funky Homo Sapien. We continue now with music, and this is Come and Die. This is from Therapy and Fatal. Great names and great titles.
Come and die. The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Yes, that's us, and we are getting near the end now. Well, Frank shouts out to sort of make Fallon chase after him. A fight ensues where Frank ultimately overpowers Fallon and throws him off the ledge to his death. Well, police and paramedics arrive, taking Mike and John to a hospital where they are expected to survive their wounds. Frank then exits the building to his waiting wife. There you go. Well, the music still continues now. This is Cypress Hill again, this time with Pearl Jam and Real Thing. Cypress Hill, our penultimate track here. That was called Real Thing. Okay, thanks so much indeed for your company. And we're going to go out with Sir Mix-a-Lot and this one called Jump On It. Love this to bits. Thanks so much indeed for your company. And thanks to my colleagues, Eamon and Manny, for helping put the show together. Take care. Bye for now.
What's up, Dallas? What's up? What's up, Dallas?
What's up?
San Antonio,
what's up?
What's up, San Antonio?
What's up, San Antonio? Jump on it, jump on it, jump on it.
What's up, Austin?
What's up?
What's up, Austin?
What's up, Austin? Jump on it, jump on it, jump on it.
What's up, Houston?
What's up?
What's up, Houston?
What's up, Houston? Jump on it, jump on it, jump on it.
Welcome to the 214 Big Big D Texas. Let Mr. Texas flex this Lexus, and this is where the Cowboys play. They battle with my team from the Bay, Frisco. Now I'm from the Northwest, but I likes my soul food, so I'm calling up an old groove, and I'm a brother with a gut, so hello, Keena.
Can you take us out to Papa Do's? And don't forget about San Antonio. The last time I went through, I took three bras home. And much love to the brothers in Austin. And the 512, I'm flossing and lost in a state that's as big as hell. And I spot two badass girls at a turf sale. They said, and I said, what's up? And I said, giddy up, you turn. What's up, Phoenix? What's up? What's up, Phoenix? What's up, Phoenix? Jump on it. It's 105 in the shade and I'm sipping on a lemonade. Phoenix, Arizona puts the heat up on ya. I should warn ya, the girl's as fine as California. Speaking of Cali, check your Mac Daddy. He got game and he knocks days from Redding to the Valley. And I can pull him on a TJ.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.